You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another fun episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. And we are glad to be with you today. Hope you're having a fabulous day. This is episode 734. And I think Paul's starting to feel a little bit better.
Man, I sure hope so.
Not 100%.
I'll tell you this, I'm sick of being sick.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, the Army gives out a vaccine for what I have to all new recruits, but I'm not in the Army.
What do you have?
It's either RSV or this. It was on Drudge Report this morning.
Oh.
Where is it?
It's not the flu, though.
It's not the flu. For sure not the flu. Haven't had a fever for 3 days. Let's see. It's not on Drudge anymore. Anyway. But it's like this adrenovirus or something. But it was literally like my symptoms, boom, 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 like laid out. And... definitely was like, oh yeah, I feel that. Oh yeah, difficulty breathing. That's me. Oh yeah, it's been about 10 days. Like last night was my first night of decent sleep in about 10 days.
Well, I hope you're on the tail end of it.
Yeah, me too.
Like the very tail end of
me
it.
Me too. We got some conferences coming up.
Yeah.
LiDAR conference, doing some new reviews. Thanks to Loom Cube, we just got some new Mavic mounts for the Loom Cubes. Excited about that. We're doing an X7 review with photography, videography, and photogrammetry.
That's going to be an in-depth review then.
I'm really excited for that. We actually got Elitch Gardens to okay us for flying.
Really?
Yep.
No kidding. By the way, Bosky School said no.
Oh.
We'll just leave it there.
Awesome. Awkward silence.
I wonder what that is.
Interesting.
Anyways, that's cool
nice
that they did that.
Nice bombshell you just dropped there.
We're not done yet.
Woo!
It was really kind of a goofy conversation. But anyways, that'll be fun at Elitch Gardens.
Is yeah.
Elitch Gardens or Elitches?
You know, I don't know. And
I don't
know care. I'm cranky, that's what he says. But anyway, we are excited for a lot of new things, lots of new content coming out. We just actually shot 3 new additional classes for mapping. And you know, Rob, I read something that I wanted to share with you. Because a lot of people...
On air?
This guy... Yeah, on air.
Sweet.
This guy on Facebook in the commercial SUAS group was complaining. He's been being a big whiner about people going to a weekend class to learn mapping. And that, you know, people go to school for all this and blah, 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 blah. And I read some interesting statistics, which really made me think, because a lot of people are doing drone mapping simply for a couple of reasons. Number one, you can get a lot of data very quickly and much faster than you could with traditional surveying, which this article really showcases how drone mapping and surveying are very different. But in addition, it helps you get this information not only in a shorter amount of time, but much cheaper as well. And according to the U.S. Department of Labor, there are about 44,300 surveyors in the United States. But mapping is practiced by a larger population of cartographers, topographers, photogrammetrists, civil engineers, and geographers. It's not exclusive to the surveying industry. The American Society of Civil Engineers lists more than 150,000 members in 177 countries, and the Imaging and Geospatial Society has 7,000 supporters. All of these disciplines can be grouped under a broader category of GIS. GIS professionals provide a wide variety of land-related surveying services, like identifying property boundaries, subdividing land, surveying construction sites, replacements of buildings, etc. But what all that is talking about is boundaries and locations. Doesn't really talk about volumetric measurements, doesn't really talk about creating 3D spaces for video games, it doesn't really talk about, you know, creating permanent record for construction. Like, it's very focused on just drawing lines in the sand, is what I'll call it. And I found that to be really interesting. But what's even more interesting is that the number of surveyors is actually projected to decline by 2% from now until 2024 because of
the very technology.
And I quote, improved surveying technology.
Yeah.
But they say, hold on, let me see. Where is it? Doo-doo-doo. They say the number of photogrammetrists is going to go up by 29,000.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Well, and I think that with the technology improvements, we're seeing new and better ways of using the technology. And so it's not just taking over, for lack of a better way to say it, an existing market. It's expanding an existing market significantly.
Yeah.
And as far as whether or not somebody learns it in a weekend, number one, no one's going to learn it in a weekend and then go take the world by storm. That's a start. Or in the middle. I mean, it could be somebody's done some work already, and so that weekend enhances their skills, and then they've still got to go build on that. I mean, I don't think anybody is saying, take a weekend course, and the world is yours.
Yeah.
So when that is the premise of somebody's starting point, it's not even worth listening to.
Yeah, I know. I was, like, considering on spending the time on Facebook to reply to this guy and say, I don't think any school out there is saying you're going to be a surveying master in 72 hours.
Right.
Just
exactly.
Wait. You'll make hundreds of thousands of dollars after attending this one class, and we're going to line up all your clients for you. We're going to do all the work, and it's only going to cost you $14.99.
I thought you were just going to say $14.99, but at least you made it $1,500.
Yeah. It's $14.99.
That's right.
Anyway.
Interesting
stuff. I am fascinated by the assumptions people make, and I'm guilty of the assumptions myself.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I just found it entertaining. So there's your Facebook news of the day.
Well, and this actually does kind of play into the question for today in terms of what he's asking about.
Yeah.
In a sense.
So how do you grow hair?
Well,
I thought that was today's question.
I don't, Paul.
Well,
it's annoying.
My sister says I look like a gorilla now and I'm getting old, so.
A gorilla, huh?
I got all this chest hair. It's weird. I got the whole gamut of colors, dude. I got blonde up top, got a red beard, and then brown chest.
This is way TMI.
We can go deeper, but we're not.
No, we cannot. There is something called editing, so don't worry.
All right, well, anyway, today's question is brought to you by everyone who has supported DroneU, either through becoming a member or just supporting the show, telling a friend, leaving us a review. It's really saying thank you to you. So thank you very much, guys. Do appreciate the support. And if you want access to 27, soon be 31 courses from the DroneU, just check out thedroneU.com. Also, if you notice, if you're in New York City or New Jersey, and you just got bought a new Mavic Air, and you see a handy-dandy, beautiful card in your box, and it has DroneU on it, check it out. There's a special link in there. I don't want to give it out, though, because it's an analytical link. So if I say the link on the show, it kind of defeats the purpose.
It will skew our results.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, there is a special offer going out from a couple DJI stores with DroneU stuff. I'm really proud about that. Very happy about that. Make sure to check it out. And then, Rob,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but here again, I'm the guy holding the bag with the business course. I mean, everything with the business course is quote-unquote done, except for the part that I have to do, right?
Something like that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, as soon as I get over this sickness and can talk for longer than 35 minutes, I will get right on that, but
that said, the business course is well into editing, and it's a big course.
Yeah, maybe we should just drip it out.
I think we probably should.
Because there's just so much.
There's a lot in there.
That's what she said.
Who's she?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Play the question. It's awkward.
Hey guys, this is Matt. I'd like your opinion on what would be the most versatile drone for a startup drone services business. A business that would do mapping, photography, surveying, thermal imaging, inspections, those sorts of things. I've narrowed the search down to Phantom 4 Pro, Inspires, Unique H520, possibly the Unique Typhoon H Plus. My research has not really, though, given me a definitive choice on what would be the best for the money. I'm hoping you could give me your opinion and tell me the reasons why you would choose one over all the others. So thanks a lot and have a good one.
Thank you, Matt, for the question. AskDroneU.com. If you've got a question, get it in. We'd love to get you on the air. And this is kind of a tough one to answer, right? Because he gives such a broad range of things that he wants the drone to be able to do.
Yeah, thermal. I mean, what else did I miss in there? Thermal, he just wants to do a bunch of jobs.
Some mapping, some videography. I mean, basically most everything.
He wants everything in one package. Well, sir, if you want everything in one package, you want the whole kit and caboodle, you want to be able to do everything with just one vehicle, then you're going to have to get something like a Range Rover, something that drives nice on the road, right? It's got some thermal imaging so you can see deer on the hilly roads out there. And it's comfortable, you know, mm-hmm. but it can go off-road.
Breaks down a lot, though.
Well, it depends on which one you have. Mm. But drives like tractor, off-road when you want it to, can work on it easily, looks sexy, but it also, it's got some to mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It
so,
does.
If that were the case, money's not an issue, I'm thinking an M210. Now, I know that the M210s have been having significant issues recently, and that there have been, I think, more firmware upgrades to that bird than any other DJI drone as of right now. But with the M210, you can fly two cameras at once.
Right.
So if you want to do ultimate mapping, you want to do some regular mapping, and you want to do some radiometric thermography mapping, you can do both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
If you want one drone to do it all, this is a drone. Now, you're going to be in this drone for $8,000 with just an X4S camera. Then with the XT camera, you're in it another $9,000. So we're looking at a solid, like, what, $17,000 here?
Just round up to 20.
All
I
right.
mean, seriously, with
oh, yeah,
more batteries,
the case
and
yeah,
all that jive.
It's funny, like M600, one set of batteries is like $850.
Oh, my word.
Just to fly for 20 minutes.
Wow. Those are some nice batteries.
I know, right?
You better lock those suckers
up.
Oh,
man. Anyway, now we're talking a lot of money, but if he's looking to get in industrial inspections and work for the big boys and get serious paying jobs, that is going to be the rig that will work for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he doesn't have that kind of money, he wants to go a little cheaper. He wants to do some mapping. He wants the option for thermal. There's really only one other option out there, because if he goes with an Inspire, if he goes an Inspire 2, okay, yes, he can get the XT camera for the Inspire 2,
mm-hmm.
but he's still going to be in the drone and the XT for like, let's see, 9 and 4, let's say $15,000. So instead of 20, he's going to be in it for 15.
But in that scenario, isn't the Inspire going to be better for things like cinematography and
yes.
videography? So you kind of have that in your pocket if you get the Inspire?
That is true, yes. But if he wanted to, again, with a Phantom and a Mavic and all these other things, he's not going to get thermal. Now, if he goes with a Unique Typhoon H520, they've got that Seago camera, which is a lower-end thermal camera. And someone even just wrote in that they were listening to a show, and they're like, I get great detail with my camera. I don't think we did a good job of defining great detail. Because number one, you've got to have a calibrated camera. That's checkmark number one. The Seago is not. Checkmark number two has got to be 640p or higher. I believe the Seago is a 336 size sensor.
Hmm.
So there is that issue. But if he wants to get into thermography on a basic level, do some basic, you know, mechanical inspections where he's looking at parts and pieces that are heating up because they'll potentially fail,
mm-hmm.
then it could be a great option for him.
The 520.
Unique H520.
Mm-hmm.
I love the H520 for its mapping capability. In fact, the images out of the H520 E90 camera are larger in data than a Phantom 4 Pro, which is interesting because they're almost identical sensors. So if he's trying to go for bang for his buck, you're looking at $2,000 for an H520. You know, the E90 camera is going to run you $1,200. Seago camera is going to run you, I think, like $1,700. So, you know, you're going to be in it for like $6,000 case and everything. You're going to be in it like $8,000. That's half of an Inspire 2 setup with thermal.
Right.
Or 40% of, you know, an M210. But I will say, you're going to be limited on the types of jobs you can do. Now, for 9 out of 10 people, you're not going to be limited. But if you want the big, high-paying jobs where you find your niche, you want to do these, like, bridge inspections or pipeline inspections where you need a really high-quality camera, you're going to have to go something like the M210.
Right.
Just saying.
Which is probably a pretty small percentage of folks out there that are really going to be going after those jobs.
Well, in today's day and age, there are opportunities abound for thermography, for mapping, and these other things. But at the same time, they're not going to be abound forever as more and more pilots jump into the mix.
Right.
You got to find your niche. You've got to have really good equipment because those are the types of clients that are going to be providing you business over and over again because they know what they want. Mm-hmm. They know what deliverable they want. They know what they're looking for. Whereas a lot of these discovery clients are going to be like figuring out how to augment their business with this technology. And after a while, you're just going to get sick of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of bringing it back just a little bit, I want to have you compare briefly, at least for mapping, just the Phantom 4 Pro and the 520.
Oh, man. Which one's better?
Yeah.
Yikes.
So it's pretty close then.
It is pretty close. Okay. Camera for camera. Here's the thing. Camera is better on the H520 than on the Phantom 4 Pro. But Phantom 4 Pro works with a lot more mapping applications like Pix4D Capture. There's actually multiple ones. Maps Made Easy, where it has terrain response. So you have more flexibility in acquisition strategy, especially in orbital missions. With the unique H520, though, you can fly more days out of the year because it's a hexacopter.
Right.
You've got redundancy. And I find it really funny, though, when people are like, I can lose a motor and I'm going to fly just fine. You are not going to fly just fine. What's going to happen is you are essentially going to go into how do I help you visualize this, a tailspin, where you're going to be yawing out of control, and you've got to figure out how to counteract that yaw just to stay in one place. Then once you do that, you're going to be bringing the bird home. It's not like you're going to be flying around.
Finishing the job
with right. 5 motors running instead of 6 and trying to counteract the yaw and then making turns too. It's just not going to happen.
But if a motor goes out on it, you have a better chance of saving the drone than if a motor goes out on the Phantom 4 Pro.
If you have a motor go out on the Phantom 4 Pro, there is no saving the drone.
Right. Of course, that very rarely happens. We just don't hear stories of that.
Yeah, it's DJI has some really high quality parts.
Sure. Yeah. So, all right. So
if let me just put it to you this way. Rob, I started out with the Phantom 1 and I worked my way up job after job after job. Phantom 2, Phantom 3, Phantom 4, Inspire 1, and it was a lot of work, mm-hmm. but I love to fly, and it's my passion. It's what I love to do. When I'm feeling blue, I go fly. When I'm ready to rip Rob's throat off, I go fly.
Every day. He flies every day.
Every day. And the thing is that it's a lot of work, and if I were to go back, as I sit here now, knowing what I know now, it would probably be a lot easier on me if I just had the high-end equipment, because you get this instant credibility and authority mm-hmm. that's not really validated by anyone other than your clients, but they're more willing to give you work.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's easier to get work and it's easier to sustain the lifestyle.
But even in that way of thinking, it's got to be a client who's fairly sophisticated, right? I mean, they've got to understand what you're working with. Either that or you got to do a really good job of educating them and articulating why your good equipment is better for them.
That's more work.
Mm-hmm. Because just generally speaking, these folks aren't going to know
up from
whether
down.
Your 210 is better than an Inspire or whatever.
Cool quadcopter, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also, and you go back to the Phantom 4 Pro versus the unique H520, there is that factor, when you have the hexacopter, people are like, whoa. I mean, when we were out doing the construction course, a bunch of people just walked right up to the Typhoon. They're like, that's a badass drone, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Right.
And you're just like, what? If we were doing a video shoot, I wouldn't be saying that. He's like, oh, no, man, that thing is cool. That thing is orange. It's legit looking.
All right, let me put it to you this way. You're starting a new drone mapping business. You're going to focus on it, and you have to choose between a Phantom 4 Pro or the Unique H520. You've got $5,000.
Why are you doing this to me right now?
You've got $5,000 because I want to know. The people want to know.
The people
want to know. Which one are you buying?
Well, I am innately lazy.
Okay. You know, so the saying. Phantom 4 Pro?
So the Phantom 4 Pro.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, the whole free fly mode, orbital modes, using different apps, it really makes acquisition easier. And, you know, Unique just released a new drone of the Typhoon series with the E90 camera. And I think it's like the Unique Typhoon H Plus or something. I would rather have that than the H520. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, because it's got all these extra features that the H520 doesn't have. But to answer your question, I'm going to go Phantom 4 Pro because it works with every mapping application. I can do terrain awareness. Mm-hmm. I can buy batteries in more places. Batteries are a little bit cheaper. I don't think I've seen a quad charging port for the Unique Typhoon series of batteries. So I would say, if I'm running a significant business and I'm trying to augment my business with a drone, I'm going Phantom 4 Pro because I've got better maintenance accessories, better charging accessories, easier to buy batteries, easier to replace, works with more applications, more convenient and easy to use. That would be my answer.
Cool. And I don't consider that to be lazy. I consider that to be efficient, right? You're just making the best use of your time with the best equipment to do that.
It all depends on how you view the cookie crumbling.
I have no idea what that means.
I'm trying not to laugh because as soon as I laugh, I'm going to cough gonna like hawk. A dirty old man.
So sorry.
We were watching one laughing. Of the funniest movies ever the other day, and Sarah's like, why aren't you laughing? I'm like, as soon as I laugh, I'm not going to stop coughing.
There's going to be a loogie
like
on that
20
wall.
20 minutes. Yeah. So.
Oh, man. Guys, hopefully this has been informational for you because we went on a little bit here and there, but. Again, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, and yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, and if you know someone who is trying to augment their business with drones, they got a corporate question on how to build the fleet of drones into their business, we would love to hear about those questions. Love to hear about any of your deeper mapping questions, and yeah, we would love to hear, and send a prayer up my way, maybe, so I can get less sick.
Get a
little
better.
Appreciated. But that's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.